Catherine Spitzner. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Are the above 500 Rangers just fiddling with our sports feelings?
If your ERA is going to stay in the mid-fives, yes, you are. Because you can get away with covering for a run-allowing pitching staff for a while. But it's tough to make a season out of winning games 8-7 and 12-9.
Did you see the tweet from Bob Nightingale? The Mets and Phillies are showing strong interest in Rangers ace Mike Minor.
You
bet. He's off to a dazzling start.
You bet.
Three-hit complete game shutout Tuesday versus the Angels. Has a 1.27 ERA in his last three. Owed $9.5 million this year and in 20.
Please call the San Diego Padres. They've got a farm system that is so deep and so rich, you might talk them out of two or three guys for Minor. But somebody should be willing to pay for a guy who would probably be a number three on a really good pitching staff.
So, if you have a guy who's having one hell of a year and you don't have any pitching, I can understand the prospects, but you want to get pretty good here pretty quickly because of the new stadium, why don't you just keep him?
Dude, turn him into young arms if you can do it.
Are those young arms going to be here in the next 2, 3, 4 years? That doesn't even matter?
Maybe.
Four, yeah. Three, maybe. Two, probably not.
Okay, all right. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Dude, anything you of value this year, I don't know. I'm all about flipping it.
Plus, one other thing, Donnie, that makes him exceptionally valuable. He is cheap and has 20 on his contract. Mm-hmm. So this is a 2 years at $9 million a year pitcher who could be your number three starter. Oh, my goodness.
House, just asking a question. Yeah,
no. House party. Why is Toronto keeping the best prospect in the minors? Vlad Jr. hitting 500 at AAA, and they've already gained another year of control. Norm.
He was dinged to start the year. At some point, he'll be up very, very, very soon. They just want to make sure he's healthy. And Toronto's going nowhere this year. I mean, I'm serious. I think what they're doing is thinking, when he comes up, he never goes back. He just comes up, settles in.
Mateo Feo, thank you for just the tip on where to sit at the Masters. Great spot overlooking both 16 and 15. I did notice there weren't any birds there. Any idea how they keep the birds away? When I watch the recorded broadcast, I hear all kinds of birds. Are they dubbing in bird sounds? Have you ever heard this conspiracy theory, Norm?
Yes.
As often. Have I.
Yes, and the word is that they do dub in bird sounds.
Oh, really?
There were bird call experts that watched and listened to the videotape, and they said the network doesn't even get the birds that would be in that correct geographical area correct.
So they're piping in birds that are just in, like, South America or
yeah,
something.
Whatever
huh?
The prettiest sounding birds
ooh,
are.
Ooh,
Condors from the Andes.
I don't know.
Kind of like a primate, if I had to guess. But
look up here.
All right. Real Mary Curie. You have a time machine. You can go back and watch one sporting event live. Which one do you choose?
Oh, man.
Give me last Sunday at Augusta. Well, I started thinking golf. And that was still
what a great question. Maybe the Rumble in the Jungle.
I did think of Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool to watch
That's
in person.
A beauty.
WrestleMania yeah. 3.
There
okay.
You go.
All right.
That's Silverdome?
Silverdome, Superdome, whatever it takes.
Superdome, MetLife, whatever.
Rumble in the Jungle popped up to me. Secretariat's outrageous win in the Belmont, where he just ran away from the field. The final margin was like 31 lengths. And one other that I wish I could go back and watch with the intensity of the moment itself. In other words, you go back and you replay, you know what's going to happen.
Sure.
The Bird Magic matchup.
In college?
The highest rated college basketball game ever. By the way, produced by George Finkel, whose son Mike plays in a band we see a lot and is a big listener to the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clemson Tiger, you get one foursome at Augusta National. Which three pro golfers, past or present, join you?
Romo.
Tiger, of course.
I got Tiger.
Boy.
I mean, I got Jack.
Lee Trevino. Because it will be the greatest round ever.
Yes.
Because he's hilarious. And maybe Sergio, so we can all gang up and talk about him as he's playing so slowly. If we all gang up on him, then I'm there.
Kind of like it.
Now we get to choose three, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would choose maybe the nicest man I've ever met in golf, and that's Byron Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger and Lee.
Love it. Damon Nunn. So Cube said he's going to give Dirk the most badass statue ever. Any guesses what he'll do different than the others? Maybe as tall as the Statue of Liberty?
That would be the funniest thing ever.
Like the Game of Thrones, the Pentos statue that's
it's like
way taller than the whole city.
It's funny. I was thinking about that as I'm going to Houston, and that statue of Sam Houston that's on the side on 45. What if it's Dirk on one leg shooting a fadeaway that size?
Dude, I bet it's about as big as the tall as the building we're in right now. I bet it's almost as tall as the American Airlines Center. I'm telling you, Cube is going to do something nuts. And a cool statue, I don't think he thinks is enough.
I can see that.
I was thinking maybe a 5 or 6 foot high base to begin with. And then the 7 foot Dirk on it. And then his right arm going up about 30 feet with the basketball.
And I bet you walk underneath his leg that's up as you walk into the AC. Like, I bet it's that tall.
Ooh, Mike, what a great thing to put over the entrance, one of the entrances. You can walk underneath Dirk. Mike, that's a great idea.
Shark Tank.
Yeah. Mac Daddy Glenn, I was recently invited to a premiere of an international film festival. What's the proper attire?
Well, I wish I would have known.
And then Adrian G. backed him up. Donnie, it's a red carpet. Come on, Mr. Oak Cliff. You know we don't half step.
I know, but I didn't know. I didn't know I was on the red carpet. I thought that was just for, like, producers and actors and all that stuff. I didn't know I was going to be on that. I thought I was just going to
watch
a movie.
You're famous, Donovan.
I am not
Say
famous.
Say it. Admit it to yourself.
No,
you're famous and you're a celebrity.
No.
You're a top 250 celebrity in this city.
That's not worthy to walk the red carpet.
Yeah,
I'm at 250 if that's the case.
The man dubbed the great Donovan didn't know he was a celebrity?
I didn't know I was walking
fly,
the red carpet.
Like always.
So if I were to walk there.
The citizens are watching you.
In my pimp suit. And then everyone else is casual.
Then you're still the man.
No, I'm not.
You're Donovan, above it all, yes.
Mary and I, for the next time you visit, have already purchased a red carpet for your walk up the front door.
Yeah.
Well, I will dress accordingly.
Sir Silky, if you could add dragons to any movie, what movie would it be? Schindler's List. Hey.
I don't know if it
would
enhance
the
it.
Nazis.
Okay.
Wouldn't we want that? Yeah, we would. All right, real quick. Last one, Matt Birmingham. Norm, 30 seconds on the Night King and the White Walkers.
Go.
The Night King?
Yeah, and the White Walkers.
And the White Walkers.
I'll give you this. They're the antagonists in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. The Night King, first of all, that's a chess term, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's purely chess. The White Walkers. This is a protest movement that started in the far, far, far north, where they were prohibited from hunting certain animals, okay? And the people up there decided this was prejudicial to them. And they staged this walk so that they would be able to hunt things like moose. And it was a march of all white people, and they became known as the White Walkers.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bob and Dana next on the ticket.
It's the Dallas Stars.